Hey, way out in the western part of North Dakota, Williston is in the central time zone too. So for Danielle Steinhoff out there in Williams County, Extension 4-H specialist, it's also 1:38. How are you today, Danielle?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, pretty good. We're enjoying, what do we got here, 64 degrees, sunshine, feeling pretty good. What's the weather like in Williston?
A little bit different than that. We started to get some snow probably about 10 o'clock this morning. We had some pretty strong winds throughout the night. The snow isn't really accumulating on the ground yet. You can see it on vehicles since it's still a little bit warmer out. But right now we are just about at freezing at about 31, 32 degrees.
Yikes. So that's not necessarily good, but I guess we did this last year about exactly 365 days ago.
Oh, pretty close. Yeah. Mother Nature, I think last year had a little bit of a snowstorm around this time, but not as bad as what I think it's going to be for some parts of the state.
Yep, for sure. Hey, you guys got cows on your place, right?
We do. We do have a cow-calf operation.
Yeah, and everything's good there. The pastures were great, and the cows still out in the pasture?
Yep, cows are still out to pasture. They are still on their summer pastures just because we haven't been able to get crops off in order to do fall grazing quite yet. But we still have plenty of grass out there, and they're pretty content for now. So we'll just see when we're able to move them to fall grazing and or home for the winter.
Well, good luck with the fall and the winter and everything that goes along with everything you do out there on the Steinhoff place. So thank you for that. All right.
Yep.
Hey, and also thank you for being the 4-H specialist there in Williams County with all the anxiety over harvesting and crops and prices and everything. Let's talk about something fun like 4-H. National 4-H Week, the theme this year, Inspire Kids to Do. So what do you have kids doing out there in Williston?
So in the county, we have a couple different things going on. A lot of the towns have been decorated to help promote 4-H, and they have been in contact with local businesses to decorate and put up signs and posters. We have a 4-H club that the first baby born during 4-H week, they get them a little kind of baby basket with the 4-H onesies and some diapers to get that child interested in 4-H, even from a very young age. And then lots of decorating schools and paper clovers, kind of just our average, I would say. But we have such an increase of kids this year. It's awesome. It's amazing that so many kids want to join 4-H out here.
That's pretty cool. I mean, is it because of the influx of population there in the Bakken, or what do you think? Or is it just Danielle's doing such a darn good job? Is that what's happening?
Well, of course. Yeah. But I do think population growth is part of it. We have about 26 new families, which is 50 kids that are brand new to the 4-H program. Our schools, you know, have drastically grown out here, and our young ages, K through three, the numbers are huge. So I think families have been trying to find more and more activities for these families and kids to join. And I think with kind of the promoting that we're doing on 4-H, a lot of them are really interested in all the things that 4-H can offer.
Well, you can't go wrong with puppies and newborn kids. So tell us more about this getting the newborns in a onesie. And how do you select the family or the mom?
So this 4-H club has been doing it for many years, and what they have done is they will get the things ahead of time, and then out of the Williston hospital, they just have the first baby that's born at that hospital. They will deliver a little congratulations package to them. So one of the 4-H parents in that club works at the hospital, so they kind of have a little bit of an in of when that first baby is born during National 4-H Week. And then the kids that are available will all go and drop off a little package. And there is like 4-H mugs for the parents and then the little 4-H onesie for that newborn as well.
That beats the heck out of robotics or archery. that's just a
I mean, yeah, those things are fun. But this is, yeah, it's really cute that they do that. And just one family a year gets this little package. So it's kind of awesome.
Pretty special. All right. But 50 more increase. Now, do you have more 4-H clubs, or are all the clubs just bigger?
All the clubs are just bigger. We have 10 clubs in the county, and our clubs have continued to grow in numbers. So our clubs probably, on average, I would say have anywhere from 20 to 30 kids. But with that, we have a lot of parents stepping up into volunteer roles to help that leader, you know, make this club meeting for those members successful and run pretty smoothly. So that's awesome that, you know, that we keep on getting youth numbers to grow, but we're starting to get our adult volunteer numbers to grow. So that is what makes any youth program, especially 4-H, so successful on a state level, I know, as well, is because of the volunteers.
Yeah, get the moms and dads and uncles and aunts involved and help out Danielle Steinhoff. Alrighty, thank you, Danielle. Appreciate the visit and all the good things you do for 4-H out there in the Williston area. So,
thanks. Stay warm, everyone.
We'll do our best. And, you first. 30 degrees and snow in Williston. All right. Now, what's the forecast? What is the expectation for amounts?
I think Williston is anywhere from about 3 to 5 inches is what we've been hearing. So not as much as others, but still way too early.
All right. Mr. Steinhoff better shovel this driveway for you tomorrow. So
he sure should.
All righty. Thank you. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye now.